Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
McKenzie's out today. She'll be back tomorrow on vacay. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, intern Chloe.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, we got the whole gang in here this morning. Myself, Joe. So glad to have you here at 833-563-2539. Joe McKenzie. That's where you can find us, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe McKenzie. And joeandmckenzie.com. I, yesterday, did a bunch of, like, honey to-do list stuff around the house. And then
you
I went...
You always are.
I know.
Always.
My wife's really putting me to work. She's like,
I know,
if you want
clearly.
This marriage to work, you need to work. So I was doing that. And then I had a scheduled disc golf outing with producer Pork Chop and my buddy Chad. But guess who left me high and dry yesterday? Producer Pork Chop did.
Hey. Wow. Well, how shady. Where were you?
I don't know. We were concerned with him. We're like, hey, are you on your way?
You didn't even get a text?
Nothing.
A call?
I took a nap at 4 p.m. yesterday and didn't wake up till 7 p.m.
Why would you take a nap at 4 p.m.?
That's so
and you knew
weird.
We were disc golfing at 5:30. We I all know.
So you didn't
about
set an alarm or anything?
No, I mean, I
Why?
Did, but I shut it off. The thing is,
and
I was,
you shut it off and you didn't even text
well,
them?
I don't know. I was supposed to take, you know, that guy that I had a date with this weekend. I was supposed to take him home, and then I didn't.
So why?
I think it's called kidnapping when you don't take let somebody go.
No, I don't know. We were just chilling at home, and then we took a nap, and I suggested that he could come disc golfing with me, and I think Joe and Chad didn't want him to. So we just, like, took a nap and didn't wake up till 7.
It's just hard to remember all the guys you're dating. Like, I don't want to say the wrong name. You know what I mean? Like, what's your name? Scott?
Wait, so...
Brian?
I'm confused. Yesterday, you go home from work, and you were like, yeah, I'm going to take him home around noon.
Yep.
So how does that conversation happen?
Well, I mean, I didn't get home till 1, and then, like, you know, we ate lunch, I took a shower, did a little bit of cleaning, next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock.
And you guys
like,
are like,
well, it's too late to go now.
Why is he napping? What is he tired? What did he do all day?
I mean, I don't know. He just wanted to nap with me.
Sounds like a, okay, does this person have a job?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
He's got to go back today.
Wait, he didn't go back yet?
No, it was late last night, and so he's still at my house sleeping.
You are a hot-ass mess.
Okay, for people that don't know, this date started on Friday night. So this is from Friday night,
Saturday,
Sunday, all day Monday, going into Tuesday.
This, I think, technically, I think he's holding him hostage, Liv.
He might.
Do we need to call 911?
Hey, guy, if you're listening, blink twice if you need help.
Call us. Go ahead. Hello.
Yeah.
Help.
He's sleeping. I gave him a kiss before I left this morning.
Pork Chop cut the phone line so
he
can't contact anyone.
No! Took a cell phone cord away. Can't charge it. All right. Well, how was your day yesterday, Liv?
I actually had a really busy day. I went to my second job, and then right after that, I had to start getting ready because I went to a work party with my best friend, and it was the coolest thing ever. It was this bar that was opening. It's like brand new, and it was filled with hipsters, like totally filled with hipsters. And if you know me, you know I am not a hipster. I'm literally one of the most basic bees in the entire world. So I felt a little out of place, but it was so much fun. It's the coolest place. And you can go to my Instagram at Liv Caris, and you can see honestly how freaking cool this place is.
All right, dope. And intern Chloe, you are 21. It's official. How was your birthday date yesterday?
It was good. After I got done with my internship, I did take a nap, but then I did start drinking.
What'd you drink?
I had apple pie wine, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I had like 2 glasses of it, and then I ended up drinking quite a few beers, and I had a few shots as well.
Oh, a few shots. Are you hungover today?
A little.
Have you ever been hungover before?
Yes.
Okay.
What
so
time
you know.
Did you go to bed?
I did end up going to bed at 11, which isn't too bad.
No, but, that's earlier than me.
Yeah, I stayed at my boyfriend's house.
Ooh.
And he's like 5 minutes away.
Are your parents like cool with that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, they're wild. They're
my
from
mom
the
and dad
country.
Are listening right now, and I've never done that in my entire life, mom and dad.
Well, we've got mimosas here for your birthday.
Here, crack the bottle open.
Liv, do you know how to do that without damaging any of the radio equipment?
Yes, I do.
If it starts to bubble up,
this
do it.
This is not
it
my first rodeo.
It shouldn't bubble up.
What if I
if you're taking it off correctly, it should not bubble up.
What if I shook it like in the car?
Why would you do
Why
that?
Why would you do
so
that?
So the trick is... I saw this, I think, on reality television, on Real Housewives or something one time.
It must be accurate then.
Yeah. The trick is to hold the cork and spin the bottle very lightly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Hold on.
For intern Chloe's 21st birthday. Ooh. Mimosas.
Don't waste the champagne. He only got one bottle.
And I've only got 15 seconds of film time on Instagram here.
I know. I'm sorry. It's taking some time. I'm trying to go slow. Wow. My fingernails are like too long.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, Grandma.
Once again, for intern Chloe's 21st birthday, mimosas.
Hey! And that is no bubbly on the ground.
All right, now how do we pour this out? Do we have cups?
Yes, I do. I brought the nice ones.
Oh, dang.
Fancy.
Oh, my gosh. You bought, like, the largest beer mugs for these mimosas.
These are fancy, like, crystal glass.
These are not crystal glass. These are, like, beer mugs that looks like you, like, got them for free from winning trivia or something.
Hey, check your nearest Buffalo Wild Wings. Might have stolen your glass.
These were local
a graduation Buffalo gift from my great aunt that passed away.
Oh, shoot. Now I feel
so
bad.
So is she an alcoholic? Because what high school kid would get college, you meant. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you were drinking in high school?
Well, no,
rest in peace,
by the way, I love Liv, but I feel like these are going to be like only two glass pours.
Yeah, no. I need to put more champagne.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, like, I feel like there's not going to be enough glasses to go around. I guess there will be. Okay.
Oh, hey, by the way, you didn't ask me. Today's my car's birthday. It turned 12 today.
Aww. Today's my little sister's birthday.
Aww,
she also turned 12.
How old is she turning?
She is,
wow.
11.
Wow.
She's 11.
Oh, my gosh. Porkchop, how old do you feel? Our intern's little sister is younger than your car.
Wow. Another thing younger for Porkchop.
Porkchop's so old.
Good thing he's not interested in that. So, all right, cool.
Also, look how even these pores are.
Wow.
You're doing great.
Pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Elton John, in an interview, described what it was like the first time he ever tried cocaine.
I saw someone doing cocaine, and I said, what does it do? He said, well, it makes you feel free. And I thought, I was always on the outside looking in as far as, like, the school, and I was never a member of the gang or whatever. So I thought, I'm going to try that. Well, I liked it because I could talk. I was very shy, so I thought, this is the drug that has opened me up. I can converse, I can be, you know, verbose, I can go...
Well, that's sounding...
Elton John has been sober for 29 years, and he was inspired to get sober by seeing a dying teen who died by an overdose. Alex Trebek is undergoing a second round of chemo for pancreatic cancer, but there are no signs that he is throwing in the towel on his hosting duties at Jeopardy. So in a previous interview, Alex said that he has mouth sores from the chemo, making it difficult to speak. He said if his ability to host the show diminishes, he will step down. But production sources at the show say that's not on the horizon. Sources say the show is taped 2.5 months in advance, which means they have shows well into December already. Trebek already taped twice this week and is upholding his perfect attendance record, and he hasn't missed a taping in 35 years.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
A lot of episodes not to miss. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Mariah Carey was asked about how she's been able to avoid any sexual harassment and assault while she's been in the entertainment industry. Here's what she had to say.
I don't think that I've actually avoided them. I think I've been through my own, I know that I've been through my own experiences, and that is something that I'm dealing with and talking about in my memoirs and stuff like that.
I'm very interested for her memoir to come out to kind of hear about all of those. Rihanna commented on why she thinks everyone is obsessed with pregnancy rumors about her.
Why do you think people are so obsessed with that question?
I don't know. And a lot of women get like very defensive because it's personal. It's our bodies. And of course, it's our time, and it's not necessarily everyone's dream to be a mom, but it is mine, so I'm fine. And it's the people want to know, you know?
And that is the tea.
All right, Live the Web Girl with the tea this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The white police officer in Texas who fatally shot an unarmed 28-year-old black woman through the window of her own home was arrested and charged with murder. This is just insane what's been going on in Texas. The cop was called to the home to perform a wellness check after a neighbor noticed the woman's front door was open around 2:30 a.m. Saturday. What was she doing? She was playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew when they heard a noise outside and she went to investigate. She assumed maybe it's a prowler or something's happening. That's when the cop fired a single shot, killing her. The cop resigned yesterday afternoon and then was arrested later in the day. So this is big stuff happening in Texas. If you're listening in Houston on Radio Now 92.1, you know what we're talking about. But this is going to be a very interesting story as it develops.
That is so sad.
Yeah, and it's just, it's like, what the hell? Like, he didn't follow protocol. He didn't do anything. It's like, you're just in your own house and you get shot.
I know. It's an innocent life taken. It's just so sad. It's a gun. You know, you need to be, like, I don't know how people aren't more cautious.
Yeah,
with something like that.
I don't understand what happened there. Panera Bread, an employee, posted video exposing how the mac and cheese is prepared and then got fired. The woman posted a video on TikTok exposing how Panera Bread prepares its mac and cheese and said she was fired because of it. The video that went viral shows her dropping a plastic packet of frozen mac and cheese into a boiler. She then, when it's like, I guess, warmed up nice and hot, she cuts the bag open and then pours its contents into a giant bowl. Some people weren't surprised at how it was made. One person even commented, I don't get what she's exposing. Did people really think there was a chef hanging out in the kitchen of Panera making their mac and cheese?
Yeah, I can tell you, I go there almost every single day, and the Panera that I visit, all of their employees are half asleep the entire time, so I'm not shocked by this.
Intern Chloe,
I figure this.
Are you disappointed to hear that the mac and cheese is from a bag?
No, it's still delicious regardless of where it came from.
Exactly.
Velveeta, that cheese comes from a bag too.
And that stuff's amazing. You know, like if we had like a national cheese for America, it should be Velveeta. Am I wrong?
I'm in.
Okay,
or
good.
Or Cheese Whiz. I'm honestly low-key. Cheese Whiz gets slept on, and that
can
stuff
we,
is really
can
good.
Can we have a cheese debate today? I don't know if there's time on the show.
Oh, my gosh. I could debate anyone on cheese for at least 3 hours.
But, well, I don't want you to have any. You know, I mean, like,
I'm not going to cut the cheese.
Okay. Speaking of cheese, tell me if this sounds good or gross, because in general, this idea sounds good. I don't know how the chip will taste. Lay's now has grilled cheese and tomato soup potato chips.
Mm. That's good.
That sounds good. I will say Lay's, like, weird flavors.
Yeah.
I think they're good. I'm not grossed out by them. I'm into it.
They say the robust flavor of these chips deserve a dynamic combination of tomato soup and buttery cheese with underlying creamy and toasted notes. They're going to hit superstores, I guess, nationwide on October 21st and only be around for a limited time. Going to sports, Major League Baseball today, the Astros and the Yankees, game 3. They're playing. The series is tied at 1 game apiece. They're going to be playing in New York, and this is genius. Have you guys given any thought about, like, how you're going to, like, you know, say goodbye when it's
hit
your time
and
you're dead? Yeah. Like, you ever thought about that? Like, a legacy you'll leave or anything? Because this is genius. This guy that I'm about to tell you about, like, had a lot of thought into, like, what am I going to do when I'm dead?
I definitely want to maybe do, like, a Weekend at Bernie's thing.
Okay.
Or, like, be set up in the corner of, like, the church where the funeral is. And so then when my family goes up to look at the casket, look in, I'm missing. And then they have to find me, and I'm just chilling,
hide and seek live
in the corner with some shades on.
All right, well, this is genius. An Irish man pulled one final prank on his friends and family as they attended his funeral. The man actually, I guess, while he was alive, he knew he was dying, had a recording, and after his coffin was lowered into the ground, there, I guess, was a little speaker hidden by. Somebody was in on this. It started playing through a speaker next to the actual grave site.
Hello? 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 Oh. Let me out! Come in the f***ing family! Hello? Hello? Let me out! F***ing bag in here! Put the letter in the f***ing family! It's at that police station here! Let me out! Hello? Hello?
And I love it. The man's daughter tweeted, it was his dying wish that we played this at his funeral. What a man to make us laugh when we were all incredibly sad.
But oh, why, my God!
I don't understand. Did it scare or surprise anyone?
Well, obviously, like, only one or two people were in on it, so there's a huge thing. This man was well-loved, and everybody's there, we're going to miss him. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey,
let me out.
And it's his voice. You know, like, you'll never forget a person's voice.
I need to see video of this, because it sounds like everyone's laughing.
They are. They're laughing at it. Like, what the hell's going on?
I would be like, oh, my God, he's alive! I wouldn't be laughing.
And then we would be like, what's your IQ? Because you're an idiot. Like, clearly, you don't think they've double-checked that this man is gone?
I mean, surely I had to trick someone. I just want to see who was tricked.
All right, well, hey, I'll actually...
Maybe a 7-year-old. Which is your type?
I'll actually put that video up online at joemckenzie.com. We'll put a swipe-up link later on, too, on Instagram. Just search for Joe McKenzie, and that'll be on Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the day. It's about to go down here on Joe and McKenzie. McKenzie on vacation today, so intern Chloe getting another chance to go for the goal, go for the win. Now, she did well yesterday because she did better than Pork Chop, which is honestly everybody's goal every single day. Let's look into today's category so you know what you're going to be voting for. 52140 is the number. Song is what you'll be texting, S-O-N-G. Today's category for Song of the Day is... songs
with a number in it.
Mm-hmm. And let's kick it off with Liv the Web Girl. Liv, what do you have?
Okay, so this is one of my favorite songs of all time. I love to just jam out. It makes me feel like I'm punk rock even when I'm not. And it's What's My Age Again by Blink-182. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I saw more of these my TV shows.
What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Solid choice.
Such a banger.
Pork Chop, what are you going with today? Song of the day.
I must say, that is a good song, Liv. But how? How could you not pick your man, your guy, Justin Bieber, and his big number one hit, One Time? How can you not pick that, Liv? I mean, really. And I mean, to be honest, I came in this morning and I asked Liv. I was like, hey, Liv, what do you think's a bigger song? One Less Lonely Girl or One Time by Justin Bieber? And she was like,
I had no idea why he was asking me this.
She was like, One Time, hands down.
Here's the problem.
The best song of all time.
Also, Pork Chop requires that we tell him, like, literally the day, like, after the show, what our song is for the next day. And
so
then
I can record it in.
Gets a full 24 hours to think about it.
Well, I mean, I already knew yesterday when I left. I just, you know.
Okay.
All right, well, let's hear this song. She is the one. Hey, girl, you're my one. I mean, that's a song,
but fine.
I don't think that's going to win today. I really don't.
You're crazy.
I feel like this song is amazingly short that I went with. It's songs that mention a number. And this is like a stadium anthem. I don't care who you are. When you hear this come on, all you do is you don't know the words, but you go, woohoo! I'm talking about Blur. The song is called Song 2.
For the record,
place I made you.
For the record, alternative rock category was yesterday, guys.
Oh, Chloe's giving you a pity laugh. That's so cute of her. Intern Chloe. Last but not least, the category is songs that mention a number.
Mm-hmm.
What song did you go with?
I picked a song that was my favorite one when I was a little kid. It's called I'm Gonna Be by The Proclaimers.
Wow. Okay. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk
more than the feet of man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Shout it out, da 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 da. Are they British?
They're Scottish.
Oh.
You gotta love a Scottish accent.
I kind of want that song to win.
Me too.
That's interesting. All right, let's recap, and then you'll get your one vote in. Ooh, that's a number, the number one. All you have to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and vote for Live, What's My Age Again by Blink-182.
Woo!
Pork Chop, One Time by Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Myself, Joe, I went with Song 2 by Blur. And intern Chloe, representing for the other side of the pond,
Woo.
I'm going to be 500 Miles by The Proclaimers.
Does it make me a twisted person that watching Joe and Porkchop argue and bicker brings nothing but warmth
Here's
and joy to my heart?
Here's Porkchop behind the scene. He's like the character from The Muppets.
Joe is such a baby. Why is my mic cutting out?
Because it doesn't like whining. Quit whining.
Joe is
it.
Such a baby that he has to vote with 1 second left, so he knows what the votes are before I release them.
I don't know what they are. I voted literally like 2 minutes ago.
This blows my mind.
Well, let's have Porkchop reveal the results.
Well, Joe already knows them. Let's have Joe reveal them. You know what? Why don't you reveal them, Joe? Let's see how you do revealing them.
No.
Honestly, Joe, that's not a far off impression.
Thank you. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
I dated a guy.
Look at these votes.
Follow me on Twitter.
Okay, let's hear them then. If these votes are so shocking, let's hear them because I'm nervous because I want to win 2 days in a row.
I love this.
I'm curious.
Hang on. Coming in dead last place.
Let me translate that.
With the least amount of votes ever in Song of the Day history.
What? Least amount ever.
9% of the measly vote goes to Joe Pesh.
Oh no.
Ooh, rough day. Not a good look, Joe.
There is a tie for third and second place.
Ooh.
Meaning there is a clear cut winner. Coming in third.
And second.
Live the Web Girl.
What? Well, third and second. Because we tied. You're putting yourself.
Coming in second.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Producer Porkchop.
No.
Intern Chloe gets the big win! On the day after her birthday.
Yes, I think we can all get behind that. This was a good day, okay? Intern Chloe got her very first win. The day after her birthday.
Joe Measley lost. I can't believe Bieber didn't win. Come on, guys. One time?
No, you know what? I actually like the selection here. I'm just surprised that nobody really, like, showed love to Blur Song 2.
Because
I guarantee... Liv, if I saw your drunk self at a sporting event, you'd be like, woo!
1,000%, but I'm drunk, so I don't remember it, let alone remember the artist's name or title.
All right, with no further delay, for the first time ever, an intern has one song of the day here on Joe McKenzie. And I said, you know what? I've never thought about it this way, but maybe you have. Millennials say that Italian food is their favorite.
Yes.
Okay, and everybody's nodding their head. Now, I'm wondering if you're all nodding your head here in the studio and maybe at home or in the car at work for the same reason.
I've got
two reasons. Do you know why millennials say it's their favorite food? Like, well, what's your reason?
For me, because I grew up in New Jersey. There's so many Italians. My grandma's Italian, cooks a lot of Italian dishes.
Hey, a mama made a meatball.
Exactly. Good pizza. And because, like, I've never gotten so many DMs the other night. I made baked ziti, and everyone, like, they sent me hard eyes. They're like, hey, Pork Chop, you're such a good cook.
What?
Yeah.
There was literally slices of packaged provolone
okay,
on that pasta.
Okay, you clearly didn't see the finished product, which I posted right after.
Okay.
Liv, what about you? Why do you like Italian so much?
Well, I like it for a couple of reasons. One, I like it because you get a carb, which I love carbs. You get a protein with like meatballs. And also they're just very like, it's always pretty.
It's actually my most viewed Instagram story
that's
of all
not
time.
Pretty. That's
what do you
not
mean
pretty.
That's not pretty?
Yeah, there it looks like
well,
something
pork chop cooked is not pretty. But if you go to like an Italian restaurant, it's just very pretty and almost like romantic
pork chop,
looking.
What you have there, I'm not saying it tastes like it, but it looks like something my dog Benny did in the backyard.
That is so mean. It was so good.
I didn't
though.
Say it tastes like that.
Yeah. We're not saying it tastes like that. I'm just saying that you literally had slices of
poor grandma.
Liv the Web Girl hit on what I wanted to bring up for this, and I want to see if you guys agree. Yeah, you had part of it. Millennials say Italian food is their favorite food because it's Instagrammable.
Hey, that's kind of mine too. 1, I put it on my story.
1,000%.
Yeah.
If you go an Italian restaurant, those noodles all kind of twirled up onto the plate with the sauce over with just like the light Parmesan kind of spread garnished on top. I mean, absolutely.
The color. It's usually got the red and white checkered tablecloth with like candles, right?
No.
Well, I would know.
Why would you know?
Because I'm from New Jersey, where all the Italians landed.
I'm Italian as well. But what I will say, the food,
we
it's
got
more
a turf
about the food.
Here. Watch out.
It's just more about the food, I feel like. And you have those warm colors. Like, you have the, like, kind of creamy, almost yellowish color from the pasta. You have the reds.
The vibrant red.
The meats. Like, all of that. It's, like, very pretty.
Yeah, researchers found almost 3/4 of 22 to 35-year-olds describe Italian food as their favorite type of cuisine, compared to just 42% of people over 55. And 1 in 10 young adults admitted eating Italian food simply because it is Instagrammable. I'm trying to think of other foods. Like, and by the way, too, do we think it's acceptable to Instagram all of our food? Or if you saw me at my table, you're like, look at that fatty taking a photo.
I don't think so. I love looking at what people are eating. Maybe that makes me super weird, but I love to see what people are eating on Instagram.
But that's just very old. Like, that was something like you did like a long time ago. Like, when Instagram first came out, was Instagram
your
food?
I mean, you never put it on your wall, but Instagram stories, absolutely not. I get my friends' Instagram story almost all of their meals. Their acai bowls, their sushi, their avocado toast.
Oh, Mackenzie all the time. She always does it. What does she have? Like, the I see. Or whatever bowl you're talking about.
Acai bowl.
Yeah, she always has on her Instagram story.
Yeah, and people are always Instagramming their juices, their smoothies, at least all of my friends on their Instagram stories. But I will say, I've thought long and hard about what other food is good to Instagram. I think the only other one I can think of is sushi.
I was just going to say that. 833-563-2539. If you are taking photos of your food and you put them on Instagram, what do you think is the best thing to put up there? We'll get a couple of calls on if you'd like to call in. I agree with you. Like a big sushi boat.
Yes.
Woo, girl.
Like, sushi is very pretty because of the colors of like the pink fish and stuff like that. But I will say brunch.
Ooh,
brunch is another good thing to Instagram because you have the waffles, you have the poached eggs from Eggs Benedict, you have the sauces, you have the omelets.
Anything,
it's just very pretty.
Anything that you can kind of make this drip, and I know it sounds gross, but like you can make syrup drip on something, you can crack the egg.
Yes. Ooh, I love watching a cracked egg
yolk
on Instagram.
Yolk me, baby. Like everywhere. It's just like, ooh, that looks so good.
This is making me so hungry now.
How about like coming out to a fancy steakhouse, like where the one I work at, Sullivan's, like you could like Instagram your food there. Right? Isn't that like Instagrammable?
Yeah.
Everyone posts.
I love steak. I don't think a steak's a big
it's
Instagrammable
not super
thing.
Super Instagrammable. I will say.
I mean, I love Mexican. I love Mexican
side.
Food, but Mexican food's not really
Mexican
Instagrammable.
Mexican food kind of looks nasty, but it tastes great.
Tastes amazing.
Tacos are cute to Instagram.
Sometimes,
but like cheesy, like fajitas and stuff, I'm not Instagramming that.
You know what I do love to Instagram? Like fajitas when they bring them out in the skillets,
oh,
like
the
steaming. Woo! Girl.
I'm starving now.
I know.
I need food. We need to order Postmates.
Okay. Well,
let's order Italian on Postmates.
Is it open this early?
Probably not. We'll find somewhere.
I just want some breadsticks. Can we get some breadsticks around here?
Oh, I'm sure like Papa John's has some breadsticks or something.
No. I want like Olive Garden. I want a bacon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Daddy wants
you want
his
the
bread.
Whole thing.
How about salad? I Instagrammed a salad a month ago.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's not the greatest Instagram, but what I'm saying, I love seeing what people are eating on Instagram. I'm not joking. I love seeing what you're eating. That is great content to me.
Well, now we know.
Maybe I'm weird.
Now we know Porkchop is a content creator.
Pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Niall Horan was in an interview and he gave a quick lesson on how you properly pronounce his name.
I have to say your name quite a lot.
Yep.
Because you're a pop star, you're on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it gives me anxiety every time because I never know how to say your surname and I've got it into my head now. So sometimes I say Horan, sometimes I say Horan, sometimes I say Horan.
The second one, Horan.
Horan?
Yeah, Niall Horan.
Niall Horan. Yeah. Okay, we've nailed it. Good.
By the way, I'm glad you said that because a lot of people just brush past it.
He has one of the sexiest voices in the entire world. I could listen to just that conversation on repeat for hours. But I'm also glad he told me that because I think I've been pronouncing it wrong my entire life.
I was like, it's Niall Horan.
Yeah.
Horan.
Kelly Clarkson and Ellen DeGeneres are now battling over guests for their talk show. So sources say that the rule is very clear and every celebrity manager and agent knows if you want to be on Ellen's show, she must go first. She will not follow any other daytime show, including Kelly Clarkson. The sources add the moment Ellen is being very supportive of Kelly, but do not think Clarkson's successful debut has not gone unnoticed.
That is, that's just good business right there. It's awkward, but it's like, Ellen was there, like, hold your dominance.
Right, definitely, like, she's definitely the alpha, but it's just shocking to hear something like that, just coming from Ellen DeGeneres, who's like the kindest person in the world. Yesterday morning, former Bachelorette contestant Mike Johnson, yes, the one that went on dates with Demi Lovato, was on the Strahan, Sarah, and Kiki portion of Good Morning America, and he clearly has moved on.
I made a mistake. I don't like dating in public, but if I were to ask you if we can go on a date, how would that make you feel, you know?
What did you say?
I heard she's super adventurous, right?
What, she's super adventurous?
Super adventurous, right?
But Mike, I'm gonna tell you something, right?
Now you mess up, I'm coming for you. You don't want that.
But I will say, y'all look real good together sitting there. I ain't gonna lie to you.
So is that a yes?
No, I would take that as no. Also, I think this is absolutely hysterical. In the beginning of the clip, he goes, you know, like, I don't like to date in public. Oh, really? Because one, you went on The Bachelorette. That show is literally about dating in public. Two, you dated Demi Lovato, went on a couple of dates with her, and then spread all of this news about her. He was talking to every news outlet saying like, oh, she's wild. She's the aggressor in the relationship. Oh, she's a good kisser. All of this stuff. And now you're publicly asking someone on live television to go on a date. Kiki Palmer, who's another celebrity. I am so over Mike Johnson. Like, bye. I'm so over
it. No, Mike, good for you for shooting your shot, dude.
No.
You gotta shoot that.
Okay, at least be transparent and honest. Bro, you are trying to get in the spotlight. It is very clear. Now, Big Little Lies star Zoe Kravitz will play Catwoman, the anti-heroine and sometime love interest of Batman in the new movie. So Kravitz will star opposite Robert Pattinson as Batman. And there's no official start date yet, although filming could start in late 2019 or early 2020. And the new Batman is scheduled to hit theaters June 25th, 2021. So if you don't know Zoe Kravitz, she's the daughter of the sexy musician Lenny Kravitz.
I was going to ask. Sounds like, I mean, I saw the photo of her too. She kind of looks like Lenny.
She looks like just like him, I think. And she's coming off her second season of HBO's Big Little Lies, which is obviously a huge hit. And she also has a Hulu series, High Fidelity, coming out later this year. I am so excited for this. I'm obsessed with Zoe Kravitz. I think she's absolutely going to kill it.
Love it. All right. Live the Web Girl with the tea this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. All right. Lenny Breeze, our technical producer in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. And from what I've been told by Porkchop, you kind of have like a little incident that's happened or what's going on?
I did something that I don't know if I should tell my sister.
Oh, no.
With one of her friends.
Oh, no. Oh, my
oh,
God.
No.
I have so many ideas.
My God.
Lenny, unless it was by her flowers, I'm kind of concerned.
Definitely wasn't the flowers.
All right, hang on. We're going to find out what happened with our technical producer, Lenny Breen. Maybe you can give him some advice. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Gotta be honest, I don't know where this is going, but I don't think it's gonna go well. Hey, it's Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now. Mackenzie's off today. She will be back tomorrow. We got the whole gang here. We got myself, Joe, the web girl, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe, and Lenny Bree, our technical producer on Houston. on 92.1 Radio Now. My man, what is going on in your world?
Oh, man. So, about 2 days ago, I went to a party with my sister's friends and my sister. We drank a little too much, and my sister's friend ended up being my beer pong partner.
Oh, my, and, no.
Yeah, Liv, you know.
I already know.
What's wrong with that? That's cool. That's fun.
Dude, your beer pong partner, you either end up making out with or staying the night with.
That's not
or.
True.
Yeah, I mean,
majority
I usually
majority of the time.
Do you know how many guys totally I was true. Beer pong partners with and we never hooked
well,
up?
Well, if you are attracted to the sex of your partner, then yes, that normally ends up happening. I feel like I've never been partners with a guy in beer pong and not made out with them so, at the end of the night.
So wow. Let's ask Lenny.
Yeah.
Are you attracted to her?
The beer pong partner.
Yes. I okay. have been for some time.
Okay.
Oh, ooh, a so desired you, love that was hidden away.
So you play beer pong, then what?
So we played some BP, we drank a little more, and next thing you know, we're all drunk, sitting in my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey man, I got some guest rooms. He hooked me up with the guest room. I'm laying in the bed, and I feel somebody come lay with me. And, you know, I'm like, you know what? Hey, I'm drunk. She's drunk. Doesn't matter. Let's do it.
Well, who was it? So, you didn't say. Was it your sister?
Really?
Okay.
No,
well.
It was my sister's best friend.
Oh, man.
Where's dude. Your sister?
Oh. Yeah, where was your sister located?
Well, somebody's got to
hold
the camera.
My sister was passed out in the other room.
Oh, okay. No.
Safe bet. No, that's safe.
Safe. No, but that means that she probably does not know. And also, like, that means that even though they didn't intentionally do it, it's behind her back because she was not conscious when this was happening.
Well, I don't think they wanted her to see it happen, Liv.
Well, I know, but still, it's not like she knew that they went into a room together. Like, she was not there well, when it happened, so it automatically makes it behind her back.
How many other people were at this party? Because people talk. Surely someone was like, ooh, did you see Lenny Bree was in bed with hot best friend?
There was tons of people at the party, but nobody knows my sister, and nobody knows my sister's friends.
Okay, wait, smooth. So... as it stands today, does your sister know? Do you know
my
if she knows?
My sister has no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. I have so many questions here. 833-563-2539. Now, Lenny, it's almost like we're doing group therapy for you. Do you have a question? Like, what are you trying to figure out after this has all went down?
Well, ever since this has happened, I can't even look my sister in the face.
Oh, gosh.
So... I mean, this has been her best friend for like 10 years.
Dang.
Game changer. Okay, so it's not like best friend of 4 years. 10?
Yeah, man. So it's like, should I tell her and just like clear the air, but she might hate me forever? Or should I just keep it our secret and keep it going?
I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
So I think, you know, that there's an opportunity if your sister does find out for her not only to be mad at you, but to be mad at her best friend. Now, when I was a freshman in high school, I want to say my best friend had a super, super hot older brother who was a junior and he was so cool, all of this stuff. We end up kissing at a party and he starts texting me wanting to take me out on dates. I'm texting him back. I didn't even think that my friend would be mad. Like it didn't even cross my mind. And she sobbed when she found out. She was so mad at me.
And that was a kiss.
And she was more mad at me than she was at her brother. So there's an opportunity for your sister to be more mad at your, like, her friend than even you. So, like, do you really want to put that on your, on this, like, woman? Like, her best friend?
I don't.
I kind of did.
Here's what I think real quick, and I really, this is where people need to call in, especially if you've got experience, if you're in the same boat as Lenny, 833-563-2539, it's like you're danged if you do, danged if you don't. I think if you're really worried, because at the end of the day, your sister is your sister, I think, I could be wrong, this is where people help, I think he tells his sister, and I also think he doesn't hook up with this girl anymore, because this isn't a new friend, this is a 10-year, this is almost like part of his family.
I think that if you guys are to continue to flip pancakes or maybe even get into something serious, you need to lay out some ground rules beforehand and be like, look, we don't want this to ruin our relationship because this woman is probably not going to ever leave your life if she's been friends with your sister for that long. So you need to either be okay with the awkward tension once it ends, or if it never ends, then that's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Lenny,
what do I do?
You hang on. That's what we're going to try to find out. 833-563-2539. Any advice you have for our technical producer, Lenny Bree? He ended up hooking up with his sister's best friend. I mean, this girl's been around the family for like 10 years. What does he do? We have got quite the pickle here. All thanks to Lenny Breed's Pickle. He's our technical producer in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. And he was at a party playing beer pong with his sister's best friend, who is his teammate. One thing led to another. They ended up hooking up that night, and the sister still does not know. So 833-563-2539. Does Lenny tell his sister? Does she just find out somehow from somebody else, or maybe the girlfriend of hers? Or, I mean, there's all kinds of things. Lenny's still wondering if it's okay to continue. I say you have to cut it off now. I think it should have been, and now you just have to let it go. But 833-563-2539.
So, Dusty on Twitter, because I put up a Twitter poll, if people think this is cool or absolutely not. And someone said, if you're single and the friend is single, why would it ever be a big deal? These votes should be 100% fine with it. Now, I think that sometimes your siblings don't need to know everything, especially depending on how close you are. You might be able to get away with doing this behind your sister's back.
Dude, but you just said it right there, behind his sister's back. That's a secret, not a good secret.
Me and my sisters have secrets all the time, and then they find out 5 years later, and we laugh about it.
So you've hooked up with your sister's friends?
No. Well, I've kissed one, but they all knew.
Okay. Kelsey, hey, thank you for calling in. Hopefully you can help our technical producer, Lenny Bree, out here. What did you want to say?
The first thing I want to know, was it good, and do you want more?
Ooh.
I was going to say it was great.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Like top quality. Like, I haven't had anything like that in a minute.
Ooh. That's making me get a little steamy.
I'm just going to throw that out there. I've done it before, and my brother still doesn't know, so...
No way. Do you ever feel awkward around your brother or nervous that he's going to find out? Or do you just not
care?
No.
Now, who was it? Was it his friend or who was this?
Oh, his best friend that he's had since like middle school, high school, after.
Wait, where did it go down at? Because Lenny did it at, it was at a party after beer pong. Where was it with your brother's best friend?
Okay, it was a party. And then I just went up to him. I was like, hey, I just wanted to do this for a long time, so let's go to your house. And then we did.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh,
okay, wait,
Kelsey.
So I have a question, Kelsey. How did it end? Now, did it end bad? Is it awkward between you and his best friend, or did you guys almost date? What happened?
So it was just that one time, and honestly, okay. It was like the most giant I've ever seen.
Okay.
And
wow.
We did not talk after that, though.
And you still haven't?
No.
Awkward. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
So basically ruined that girl's relationship with her brother's best friend. Keep that in mind, Lenny.
Yeah. Well, it's too late. She's already.
What I'm thinking is if it wasn't my sister's best friend, we could have been together this whole time.
But do you want to like date her or are you just, because I think if you want to date her or you just want to have a friends with benefits sort of situation, those are completely two different things.
Definitely just friends with benefits.
Okay, then yeah, no, you're screwed.
She bang! Let's go to Megan this morning. Any advice you got for our technical producer, Lenny Bree?
Yes. So my brother has done this to me twice. One, when we were like way younger, and of course I was really, really mad. But then when I was in college, he actually came to me and was like, I think your friend's really cute. Like, I've been Snapchatting her, and I was totally okay with it. He came to me first, which is, even if he would have came to me afterwards, I think I would have been a little bit bitter at first, but again, we're all adults, and as long as he treats my friend with respect and my friend respects my brother, I don't see an issue with it.
But isn't it weird, because like, you know that they both have been naked and their hands have been places they shouldn't be.
Oh my gosh, I've made out with my brother's friend. I don't think it's that uncommon when you're close in age where it's just like,
right.
It's going to happen when you're drinking. I'm just going to be honest.
I have to know. I want to know if her brother's friend or if her brother was mad when she made out with his friends.
He was mad, like, at first when we were drinking, and then the next morning he was like, oh, I don't care. Like, it happened.
Oh, I do. So, I don't care if it's a double standard. If I had a sister, none of my dudes are going to be poking her.
Yeah, see, that's exactly how it is. My boyfriend has a sister that's close in age, and he would literally freak out if that ever happened. His best friend is a chiropractor, and he won't even let the chiropractor work on his sister.
Yeah, you don't want another bone in that body. Hey, thank you, Megan, for calling in this morning.
Hey, you know, I've actually done something similar.
God. That's not surprising.
I've hooked up with my best friend's younger brother.
Oh, my younger brother. Notice how it's a younger
brother.
He
was
brother.
Only, my best friend was the same age as me. His younger brother was my, like, target age, 25.
Oh, my God, your target age. That sounds so scary.
All right, and thanks to that, we now have to wrap things up. Dare Dice is happening right now, live on our Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie. Now, Mackenzie is off today. We all deserve a little vacation, and that's what she's doing. She's scheduled to be back on the show tomorrow, which is like, well, that's convenient. She doesn't have to face the box of shame, then, if she doesn't roll. No. Who's the genius that came up with this? Because they deserve an award.
It was me.
Live the world, girl.
Mackenzie slide.
Liv's like, why don't we have intern Chloe roll for Mackenzie? And I think that's a genius idea.
Well, unfortunately, intern Chloe's kind of on a hot streak right now. It's her 21st birthday. She won Song of the Day this morning.
That's true.
So do we want her rolling the dice? Or do we want someone that like me that sucks to roll the dice for
her? No, because
you
just need to roll for you. We don't want to like ruin with like the vibe and the energy in the room, you know? You just got to roll for one person. Yeah.
So let's
I'm
do
gonna
this.
Go first.
Yeah, we'll have Chloe go last.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
Now,
so I'm going to go first.
The way that Dare Dice works is we have a dice with 1 through 6, standard dice. The goal is to roll a 6. The lowest number out of all 4 of us has to then face the box of shame.
And if you missed it, I lost last week. I had to work out in my in my boxers, which just so happened to be rainbow, on the highway in front of all the traffic.
Yep.
I'm so scared. Come on, baby Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus. Help me out.
Live the web girl two-handed it.
Ah!
It is a
one!
It's possible.
Someone else roll a one.
Oh, boy. I'll go. There's no way I'm rolling a one.
That's epic.
And we've never had a roll-off. In the event of like the 2 lowest numbers tying, like if I rolled a 1-2, then we'd have a roll-off to see who had the lowest number again. All right, here we go.
I'm so scared. Come on. 1, 1, 1.
2! All right.
I'll roll.
Oh my gosh, I'm so scared.
Oh, man. Mackenzie's going to love it, too, if she doesn't have to face this. And you tried to make her.
Knowing my luck, I'll get a 1.
I know. 1, baby.
All right. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. It's a 3!
Woohoo!
All right. Now, intern Chloe, let's get her on the mic because I want to talk to her before she rolls for Mackenzie.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard, intern Chloe, that you say you're actually really good at rolling dice. What dice do you roll?
D20s.
What is that?
What are D20s?
They're 20-sided dice.
Why
would you ever need a 20-sided die?
To fight monsters.
Oh, is that your Dungeons & Dragons game? So have you ever rolled a 20 before?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, well then your goal right now is to roll a 6, but it would be kind of fun because you don't have to face it. If you could roll a 1, that'd be cool too. But either way, look at Liv the Web Girl, Pork Chop. Get her on Instagram right now before Chloe rolls. She looks so disappointed. Liv's like gonna cry.
All right.
Ready?
Are you ready?
Get it over with.
The roll is a 1! Oh my God! It's a 1! Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever here on Joe and Mackenzie, we're having ourselves a little roll-off.
I'm so sorry, Mackenzie.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Let's do this, baby.
All right.
Roll first.
Live the web, girl.
Woo, come on.
Your chance of redemption.
Come on. Redeem it. Redeem it, baby. Sweet baby Jesus, help me out.
4!
That's a pretty good.
4 is pretty good. I would feel really confident. Chloe, rolling a 6. Mackenzie would really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so scared.
One! Oh, she rolled another 1! Which means Mackenzie, who doesn't even know this is happening right now!
Oh, no.
Oh, Chloe, how do you feel?
I feel so bad. I should not have been bragging.
And I hate to tell you this. Like, we all love you, but Mackenzie really likes you. I think she's going to be so cold to you when she gets back.
I'm going to grab the audio of when Mackenzie was like, intern Chloe, who's your favorite? And she was like, Mackenzie. You, Mackenzie.
Wow. Liv, how do you feel when you were down in the dumps?
I feel so relieved. That was literally so much anxiety. Wow, I feel a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. I am safe another week.
All right, that is how Dare Dice happens. Now listen, around this time tomorrow, Mackenzie will reach into the box of shame. Who knows what she's going to face? I feel like she's not coming back from vacation after she finds out about this.
Yeah, her flight's mysteriously going to get canceled.
All right, it is Joan Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Phone lines are open, 833-563-2539. I saw this online. It brought up some memories for me about the dumbest way that you've injured yourself. People were kind of sharing this. And I know around the room we all do dumb things. I'd like to hear your dumb injuries on the show. But if you got one, you can get in real quick, 833-563-2539. Pork chop?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've injured yourself, but you are kind of a clumsy dude, just like myself.
I mean, a little bit. But yeah, I've got two dumb ways that I've injured myself.
Okay, let's hear the first one.
The first one is I was at home in my kitchen, and all my friends were there, and my mom was there, and I was just being a dummy, and I went to, like, sit down in our kitchen chair, but, like, sit down really hard, like, just dramatically. And I sat down hard. The kitchen chair started to tip backwards, and the back part of it fell out, and the two screws that were holding that in, one of them dug through my back.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and really? The chair fell over backwards, so now I'm, like, on my back, feet in the air, screw in my back, blood everywhere. It was crazy.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. That's insane. That's really bad. Okay.
And then another time, me and my friends were on our bikes, and we were riding down our street, and I was getting close to my house, and I saw the mailman coming. So, like, I was on my bike riding really, 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 really fast, and I was singing the Blue's Clues mail song, and there's, like, a curb. Like, my driveway had, like, a little, like, hill or ramp, so I hit that to, like, try to do, like, a bunny hop.
Yeah.
And as I was singing the Blue's Clues mail song, and then I wiped out, like, so bad, like, skidded my knee. I still have the scar on my knee to this day and blood everywhere.
That's okay. That's not good at all. For myself, I have a couple that I'm not proud of. When I was younger, I was at a babysitter's, and they had like a bunch of land in the back, and they had some of these, I've told the story before, but maybe you haven't heard it, and there was these wooden boards with nails sticking out, and I had boots on, and I don't know why, I just thought, oh, I don't have a hammer, but I can use my boots, and I can actually knock these out. So I go, and I stomp on this piece of wood with the nail sticking out. It's like a 3-inch nail. Goes right into the bottom of my heel.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I was going to die.
So painful.
One of the most painful things. I had to go to the ER, get a tetanus shot, and I was okay, but like my bottom of my heel was numb for like a week or two. That was terrible.
Jeez.
And then another dumb way I injured myself. I don't think you can see it as much, but Liv, look at my thumb right here. I'll point right there, okay, so you can see it closer. Do you see the little mini scar on it?
Yeah, there's like a tiny little baby one.
Yeah, it was a lot worse. I was trying to... Plastic is so hard to open, like the packaging they put things in.
Oh, yeah.
So I took like a little paring knife, and it was really sharp, and I go to cut it, and I cut it, but I sliced the plastic open on this package, but I cut all the way down on the knuckle of my thumb, and I should have went and got stitches. I just held it for like an hour or two, and eventually it started to like cauterize or stop. But boy, I'm a dummy. We got some dumb injuries here this morning. And actually, I love seeing all these dumb injuries we got. Injured Chloe, do you have one?
Yeah, I do. I used to go fishing a lot in Virginia, and I tried to get into a canoe from the dock, which we weren't allowed to do. Our parents told us not to. And I full-on did the splits, fell off the dock, because I got in 1 foot in the boat.
Oh, no.
I fell, and I cut up my entire hand. I've got scars running down
my
thumb
gosh.
To my hand on my left hand.
Not only that, but also, like, I guarantee you probably, like, tore your groin.
Probably.
Pulled it.
It was
definitely
terrible.
833-563-2539. Samantha, tell us about your dumb injury. What happened?
So we went swimming. I was 18 right after high school, about to go to college. And I was going to go off the diving board. My little cousins convinced me. I felt really bad about it, though. When I went off, I double jumped and broke my foot. I tore like a huge ligament.
Oh, my gosh.
Several bones. And I had to get a screw. I had to get off of it for 6 months. It was horrific.
Did you have a hard time, like when you landed in the water, did you have a hard time swimming with a broken foot?
Oh, my God. I knew something was wrong as soon as I touched the water. And then I had to like hop out of the swimming pool because I could not put any pressure on my foot.
Gosh, that is insane.
That is absolutely crazy. That is so scary.
Samantha, thank you for calling. Let's go to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, tell us about your dumb injury. How'd you hurt yourself?
Hey, so, okay. My little brother was having like a summer party, and I was outside hanging out with my parents, barbecuing, and I was trying to teach my mom how to do the lean with it, rock with it, and I dislocated my kneecap.
Oh, my gosh! That is the craziest way I've ever heard of someone injuring themselves.
Lean with it. I know. Rock with it. Oh, I think my knee popped. Jeez.
Yeah, that's how I redid it. I redo that song every time. So I'm just like, rock so hard you break your knee with it.
Yeah.
I'd expect it out of the stanky leg, Lauren, but geez.
Oh, my God.
Hey, thank you for calling in. I hope you're feeling better with that. We'll go to Aaron. I just can't believe how many people listening have had dumb injuries. Aaron, what did you do?
Okay. So, in December, I punched a wall, and I broke my hand.
Ow!
And then, not even a month later, January 1st, I slipped off a curb and broke my ankle, so I had an overlap of cast.
Oh, my goodness. Are you just a klutzy kind of person?
Very, but those were the first two bones I've ever broken.
That is wild, back to back like that.
No, Aaron, I would like my wife sometimes gets scared. Like I'm a very angry person. I turn to the Hulk. I would never hit. I don't even like to hit a guy, but let alone hit a woman. I would never do that or push them. But like I will sometimes use my fist and I'll just like slam on that. Like you can ask Liv. I've been mad and I'll slam down the desk. What were you so mad about that you punched a wall and broke your hand?
I don't even remember. I was just having such a hard time with the holiday season coming up. I think my job was slowing down too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just such a hectic time, and then all of that happened.
Jeez.
And I was like, this is making it even more hectic.
Are you at least doing better now, Aaron?
Yes. I haven't broken anything else.
All right. Hey, yeah, take it easy, okay? Just take it easy. I don't want to make Aaron mad. She might punch
us.
let's go to, wait a minute. Is this Liv's mom, Mama C?
It is.
Hi, Mom.
Everybody.
Hey, Liv the Web Girl's mom, Mama C. How'd you get hurt?
I know, I'm a little embarrassed. So unfortunately, I'm doing this because you guys are in Indy and I'm not there, so my friends can't hear because I have to make up a different story. we were just in New York and, walked around all day and did a lot of sightseeing, went and had a few drinks, and then coming home and back in the hotel room, trying to take off my skinny jeans, got caught around my bums on my legs, and I face planted into the carpet. And I think I broke my nose. I've got a gash and a cut on my eye. My face is all cut up.
Oh my gosh, Mom!
You sound like me this weekend. But was alcohol involved for you?
Maybe.
I will say, taking off skinny jeans and putting them on, I sweat every time. That is a feat in of itself.
Oh. Well, I know now. So now I just have to make up a different story to tell my friends, like you.
Say it was like a tennis accident, like you were playing tennis and you got hit in the face. Hey, Mama C, thank you for calling in this morning. We really appreciate you. Let's go to, is this Galena?
Sure is. Hi, guys.
Hey, I hope you're okay, but how'd you get injured? How'd you get hurt?
So my husband and I were clearing some trees around our creek. And one of them got downed and spanned the two sides across it. So I'm like, well, I got to walk across this thing like a bridge in the movies, of course. However, I am in Crocs and holding a beer, and I totally panicked and did not make it across. Luckily, survival instinct kicked in, so I grabbed this tree on the way down, and I'm just hanging on it upside down like a sloth, screaming for my husband to come get me down.
Oh my God.
And wait a minute, Galena, what happened to the beer?
That's the best part. After he gets me down and my feet are firmly planted on the ground and I'm like, oh, thank God, we noticed the beer is still in my hand.
Yes!
Wow, that is talent. Hanging on to what's important.
Yeah. one of the songs I don't know the words to, but God, I love it. Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie. Joe is here. McKenzie on vacation. Got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe, and you trying to get you hooked up with The Lion King. It just came out, and I can't wait to see it. I've not got a chance to watch it yet, so maybe we can get a little copy for ourselves here. Porkchop, what game are we playing today?
Today we are playing Identify That Animal Noise. Now, we've picked animals that are in the movie The Lion King, and some of them are kind of difficult, so here's what we're going to do for you. If you can get the actual name of the animal, then that's great, or if you could get the character's name in the movie, then we'll accept that as well.
Oh, wow, so we got some options here. What do you got to get, like 2 out of 3, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to it then. Line 7. Let's go to line 7. Hey, good morning, Kayla in Houston. What up?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm actually dropping my daughter off at daycare now.
Oh, what's your daughter's name?
Her name's Madison.
Hi, Madison.
I love that name.
All right, well, let's see if we can win this for you and Madison, okay?
Okay.
All right, listen closely. We are going to play an animal sound, and as Porkchop said, you can either A, identify the animal, or B, tell us a character that it represents in the movie, or C, be impressive and do both. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here's your first animal sound. Good luck. Ooh.
Oh, that's a lion.
Well, that wasn't hard at all. There we go. One for one so far. You get the next one right, and you've won the Lion King movie, okay? Here's your next one.
This just sounds like pork chop, like noises he makes on a daily basis.
I don't even want to get into that. Okay. Kayla, what animal sound is that? Or if you can name the character from the movie you think that might be.
Is it the meerkat?
Wow.
Is that right?
That is right. Oh. Dang. Just like that. That was easy.
Kayla and Madison, you're going to be getting a copy of Disney's The Lion King.
Awesome. Yes, I'm really excited. It's my first time winning anything.
Hey, thank you so
much. I can't even win at bingo.
Well, you just did.
You just won now, baby.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, now I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information. Congratulations. We will do this again. Maybe not the same game, but we will definitely hook you up with The Lion King tomorrow here on Joe McKenzie around this time. Liv the Web Girl, I got a couple more cuts that I'd like to test you out and see. See how you can do, okay? Name a character or just tell me what it is.
I say both.
That's Joe when he gets mad. No, I'm just kidding. That is
or Joe when he's hungry.
That's Pumbaa. That's Pumbaa.
And what is he?
He's a hog
if
of some
I
sort.
If I was a young what hog?
Oh, he is a hog. Okay, I just guessed.
A thespian hog. There we go. All right, that is correct. Let's see if you get this next one here, Liv.
Okay. Really?
That is Porkchop after a first date. No, I'm just kidding. That is the toucan.
Oh.
Oh, wow. No. It's a hyena.
He's laughing.
Oh, dang it.
All right, there's no way you'll get this last one right here.
What the heck is that?
That's Porkchop in the shower.
I was going to say, that's Porkchop crying after another date leaves. Jeez.
No!
That's just got to be Porkchop crying in the shower.
I didn't know the name of it. No, it's a mandrill. It's
a mandrill.
It's actually was it Rafiki? Like kind of the monkey.
Oh. Rafiki.
Mm-hmm. Dang, they sound really depressing.
Yeah, if Porkchop's Bumble profile or a Grindr profile, I can't even talk right now because I'm just thinking doing like this. Play Would You Rather here on Joan McKenzie. The number 833-563-2539. And the category, well, it might be one of the hardest Would You Rathers I've ever heard of. What is it? Well, would you rather give up flipping pancakes junk food, or Wi-Fi. Yeah, those are three tough choices. Flipping pancakes, junk food, or Wi-Fi.
Oh, man.
Over 1,500 people who use their phones for work were recently asked how hard would it be to give up different things, and Wi-Fi, they said, would be the hardest one to do. They said it'd be very difficult or impossible. See, for me, I could easily give up flipping pancakes. I might even be able to give up Wi-Fi if I got some, like, spotty service, something. But, man, I think junk food, that's a tough one. Like, chemically, you are addicted to junk food if you eat it. Well, of course, it's also, I mean, try breaking cocaine. If you're addicted to something, you're addicted to something. So you're telling me, Liv, what would be the thing that you would give up? Flipping pancakes, junk food, or the Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi?
I know exactly what I am giving up, and that is going to be junk food.
You're so
lame. I know, which honestly, so when I think about it, because my favorite food in the entire world is, like, I love pizza and I do love chips and I do like wing, like, I like bad food. It's not like I'm eating healthy 100% of the time, but if I physically could not, I would be totally okay with it because your body and your mouth, like, it craves what you normally eat. So, like, I crave broccoli. Or like cauliflower, or I crave fruit like grapes or apples. Like I crave that kind of stuff because that's the stuff I'm having on a regular basis. Now, every once in a while, especially when Mother Nature's coming around, I do crave like Taco Bell, whatever, and I'll eat it. But I can go without that because I can't not have Wi-Fi. Because I'm on my laptop, I'm on my iPad all the time. I just can't not have it. Also, if you don't have Wi-Fi, then you can't stream. So you can't stream like Netflix, that kind of stuff. I just cannot have that in my life. And also flipping pancakes, obviously not getting rid of that.
Hi, are you trying to take it from me, from my cold dead hands? All right, pork chop.
So you know how I'm on like a date that's been lasting since Friday right now?
Yes.
Well, he's still at my house. But anyways, Jeez.
We know.
He came over and he was like, hey, what's the Wi-Fi password?
It's a code to the Wi-Fi.
And I was like, I just got rid of my Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, you just got rid of it.
Like actually, a year or two ago.
In 2 weeks, it'll be a year that I've lived here, and I still have not had
How
Wi-Fi
do you not
yet.
Have Wi-Fi?
Dude, I will say I went a while without Wi-Fi. And couldn't go my whole life, but I went a while without it because I have unlimited data because I'm still on my parents' plan.
She's got unlimited.
I don't know if they still know.
Data from her data.
Yeah, I have unlimited data. And if you have unlimited data, then you could go a while without Wi-Fi. Now, right. A whole year, no.
So, yeah, no Wi-Fi. So, I don't care. I'm down with that. And then I feel like the junk food, I've kind of lately been getting rid of junk
food. No, I think your version of junk food and actual junk food is totally different.
I don't really eat junk food, though. Do I then?
Yes, I've watched you.
Oh, yeah, like you McDonald's? Eat a lot of junk food.
Or like you know, like eating like a lot of
You always
fast
get
food.
Like honey buns and stuff from the vending machine.
Yeah, I see you get like candies all the time.
And also like last week, someone brought in candy. You ate mine, Mackenzie's, and yours bag of full of candy, yes. Which is fine.
No,
but
I don't... I can do without the junk food. Like, when I go to, like, fast food places, like, I get the grilled chicken and, like, a small fries. Like, that's not junk food. That's good.
Fries are junk food.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Look up the calorie intake and saturated fat.
But just this is the problem with America. Listen, just because something is low in calorie does not mean it's not junk food. You have to look at all of the... You got to look at everything, okay?
Right.
Not
well,
just the calorie.
I want to see what people actually think. If you're listening right now, would you rather give up flipping pancakes? Would you rather give up junk food in your life? Or would you rather give up the Wi-Fi? I can take care of stuff by myself, so I could give up flipping pancakes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Wi-Fi and junk food, it's a tough one. I really like my sour Skittles. I think I'm going to give up my Wi-Fi and give me my junk food.
You're going to... Give up Wi-Fi, but keep flipping pancakes.
I'm saying like if I could only keep one, I'd keep junk food.
Oh, if you could keep one.
I would give up flipping pancakes for sure.
I know. Well, and here's the thing, too. If you have good Wi-Fi, you don't really need to flip pancakes. You can get things done your own by yourself.
What do you think? 833-563-2539. Would you rather? That's what we were doing here on Joe and Mackenzie. And the question today is a few options. Would you rather give up flipping pancakes? Would you rather give up junk food? Or would you rather give up Wi-Fi? A majority of people said, yeah, we would probably have a hard time giving up Wi-Fi. The other ones giving up flipping pancakes, not too hard, and junk food, not too hard. But a majority of people said, I got to have my Wi-Fi.
Now, people on Facebook, there's literally, I have three different answers. Everyone is commenting different stuff. Jenna said, junk food so I can lose some freaking weight. Yeah, that is relatable. And Jennifer says, flipping pancakes. No explanation why, but they would. Jennifer is like, I'm done with flipping pancakes. Yeah, I could not do that, girlfriend. And then Mary says, Wi-Fi. Guess I'll just have to use old school Ethernet. No way I am giving up flipping pancakes.
Well, you know what? That's true. You didn't say you have to give up actual internet. It's just Wi-Fi.
Just Wi-Fi. No way I am actually giving up flipping pancakes and then the snack cake after flipping pancakes. Then WTF.
That's a lot of cake right there.
Think that's hilarious and absolute goals that she's just eating a snack cake every time after flipping pancakes, just kind of rewarding herself for the work she did. I love that. She has absolute goals.
Is that what Rihanna was singing about when she's like, cake?
I believe so. That's what I like to imagine.
Now it all makes sense. Okay.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
We don't often talk about young 16-year-olds getting in trouble here on the show.
No, but we do talk about young 16-year-olds that Porkchop's interested in.
Yes. You are such a creep at times. Anyways, our dummy is something that Porkchop's not interested in because it's a girl, not a guy. A 16-year-old girl kicked and scratched multiple Pennsylvania state troopers while she was in custody on Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
State police in Indiana said the girl was reported missing Thursday evening. She was located early Friday morning and brought back to the barracks. Troopers, now, they don't allow anyone in custody to have a cell phone, so they took the girl's phone. Well, she wasn't having that. She reached for it and took her phone back. When the trooper tried to take the cell phone away from her again, there was a struggle. Multiple troopers had to get involved and tried to restrain the girl. Police said multiple troopers were kicked and scratched in the process. Okay. The girl was eventually restrained. She had been charged with aggravated assault and other offenses.
I was on the state trooper's side the entire time until you said that they tried to take her cell phone away. A person becomes psychotic at that moment and cannot be held responsible for their actions.
Liv, you can't have a phone when you're in jail.
I don't know what I would do without my cell phone. I don't even want to think about it.
Well, don't commit a crime. How about that?
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I understand, Liv, what you're saying, but I don't know when there's a right time to do it. And I think sometimes you just have to, if you're going to go for it, shoot your shot. Hey, it is Joe McKenzie. And Liv, you think it's inappropriate what went down?
Yes, I do. I find it inappropriate. I think there are many, many different ways that this could have gone down and that this person could have asked. Just wasn't the right thing.
I have audio what happened, but why don't you set this up?
So I'll set this up. So Mike Johnson, who is a former Bachelorette contestant, you might recognize him and his name because he went on a handful of dates with Demi Lovato and was basically going on a press tour about it. They're no longer dating, and he was being interviewed by Michael Strahan, Kiki Palmer, and Sarah. They had their own little segment on Good Morning America. So he is being interviewed by these three professionals, and then he decides in that moment, in that live interview, to ask out Kiki Palmer during this live interview while she is trying to do her job.
I made a mistake. I don't like dating in public, but if I were to ask you if we can go on a date, how'd that make you feel, you know?
What did you say?
I heard she's super adventurous, right?
What? She's super adventurous.
She's super adventurous, right?
But Mike, I'm going to tell you something, right? Now, you mess up, I'm coming for you. You don't want that. But I will say, y'all look real good together sitting there. I ain't going to lie to you.
Okay, yes, well, when's he supposed to ask her?
Maybe he asked her when the cameras go down and it's just him and her right there and he can, start a conversation and then be like, you know, I would love to be able to take you out. Like, let me know. Maybe then. Or maybe you wait until she's not working and you slide into her DMs, because I know people who have, there's so many celebrity couples that have gotten together through the DMs. So many couples just in regular life that have gotten together through the DMs. Why couldn't he just like DM'd her or something like that? Like, that is so awkward. It is so inappropriate. She is trying to do her job. You're putting her on the spot. It's not cute. I don't like that.
833-563-2539. Are you agreeing with Liv the Web Girl? Do you think it was inappropriate for him to ask her out on a date while she was working? Because let's just do most normal people, especially back in the day before DMs were such a huge thing and we'd all slide into each other's DMs. Like, when are you supposed to ask, let's say, for example, Liv the Web Girl, she's a bartender or a waitress. Am I supposed to not ask her while she's serving? Like, if I really genuinely would like to take her out?
No, I don't think so. Not when you're working.
I'm supposed to wait for you then, like, creepily to come out, like, stalk you and wait for you to come out of the diner?
No.
Like, hey, I've sat here for 4 hours, and it looks like you finally checked out, and can I take you out?
No, you know what you can do if you would like to while a woman is working, while a male is working. If you really want to, if you're at a restaurant or at a bar, you write your number on a napkin or on a receipt and say, hey, would love for you to contact me. And then that person, if they are interested, they can text you when they're off work, when they're not busy, when they don't have a million things going on. This is awkward too. If you are someone at a bar and you're asking a bartender out, like, she still has to serve you drinks for the rest of the night. That is so uncomfortable and awkward.
There's other bartenders there.
No, but not always. And like, it's just a run. It's just, I think this guy, to me, was undermining her. It totally seemed like he was undermining her. He wasn't taking her seriously, that she was here at a job. I just think it was totally inappropriate.
I think she just was embarrassed and was overreacting, like, how could you ask me this at my job?
And
it's
she,
like, seriously?
No, she played it off so well. So I tweeted the video. Actually, you can go to @JoeandMackenzie on Twitter and watch the video, and you can actually see her face and see her reaction. She looks stunned, and she looks embarrassed, and she looks put on the spot. And I just don't think that's appropriate. Also, the fact that this guy says, I hate dating publicly, and then publicly, live on television, asks this girl out on a date, I just don't think it's cool. There's a difference, too. Now, say that they were dating and he wanted to, like, propose. I think that's cute. But a first off date, that is just so inappropriate.
I always hear from women that guys never take any action, like they don't do anything. This guy clearly and appropriately, nothing inappropriate, like laid out his intentions. Hey, you, me, would you like to go on a date?
No, doing something actually is going through all of the effort it would take to, after the show is done, get her number, find a way to contact her, get a hold of her.
All right. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. The number 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl says this guy, Mike Johnson, was being inappropriate because who did he ask out on the show?
He asked out Keke Palmer. She is an actress and also one of the hosts on this segment of Good Morning America.
I understand it's live TV, but, like, that's her job. Where else is he supposed to ask her? He probably won't see her anywhere else. And isn't it better to do it in person than to slide into a direct message?
I don't think so, especially not when you're a celebrity, because a lot of times you're protected. You know, you're around a lot of people. And she is a celebrity. He, not so much. He's a wannabe celebrity. And I think that he could have also done it when the cameras weren't on, behind the scenes, or he could have gotten her number from her agent. I mean, I don't know. Just not there.
Jade, good morning. You're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you think, Jade?
I think that he contradicted himself whenever he said that, yeah, I don't publicly date, but then here I am. Can you want to go out on a date sometime? And I do agree with Liv when she says that, you know, he could have asked her off camera when the cameras weren't rolling, because he did really put her on the spot. And I've been in that situation, too, where, you know, you're with a group of people and a guy just, like, asked me out. And I was kind of just like, this is awkward, you know. Some people play it off really well, but I thought she acted appropriately, just considering, you know, she was working.
Don't you think, though, that, Jade, that shows, like, the ultimate courage, because the biggest rejection could happen, that he really wants to ask you out, that him doing it in front of everybody is, like, a nice thing?
No.
I do. I will admit, I give him props for having that courage, because I think you mentioned, Joe, that, you know, some women do kind of say that guys don't really handle up and, you know, get the balls to ask a girl out. But, I mean, kudos to him for actually, you know, going through with it. But, again, kind of like a
wrong place at the wrong time. You know, maybe it was an impulsive action as well. Like he didn't really realize what he had done until after he had done it.
Okay.
I think it was inappropriate. It was the wrong place, not at work. And also, to me, it kind of showed an arrogance. Like, oh, I'm going to ask you out on live television because,
oh,
of course, you're going to say yes.
Stop it.
Yes, especially after he was going around town talking about how he was kissing Demi Lovato.
Maybe that's not what he likes to do. Maybe he wants to change his ways, and he just was once again stuck in a situation okay. he didn't want to be in. Jade, thank you for your call this morning. Grace, you're on Joe and McKenzie, and you're like, do you think it's inappropriate to ask her out on a date while she was working her job? Grace, are you there? Dang it.
I think we might have lost Grace.
I think Grace got a little nervous.
Grace was probably agreeing with me. And she probably got nervous because you set her up.
What do you mean? I asked her the exact question so she could have given me an answer.
I just don't see how you don't see this as inappropriate at someone's workplace, you know? I just think same thing if someone were to call up right now and I was single and someone were to call up and I did not know them and they said, hey, would you want to go on a date with me live on air? I would be like, it just is uncomfortable.
You could at least say, let me get your information and we could talk. And here's my thing. I guarantee you right now there are people listening that work as maybe a receptionist or something where you see people come in and walking and they're like, hey, can I take you out sometime? And I bet it's worked out great. I guarantee you, as a matter of fact, that it's happened. So I don't know why we're making such a big deal about Mike Johnson doing this. But hey, we all got opinions of what's right or wrong. You guys want to stay single and sad alone forever? Go ahead. But Mike Johnson was trying to help out and shoot a shot. Oh, boy. What a day. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. By the way, we have podcasts that you can subscribe to, whether you're on iTunes, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. We just got to add to a few other ones. Make sure you're subscribed. If you go to our Instagram, Joe McKenzie, one of our highlights, it has a different link for every one of those that you can just swipe up and you can subscribe right there. And if you didn't already, tell your friends about the show. We really appreciate it. You can also get all this information at one place, joemckenzie.com. McKenzie has been on vacation, scheduled to be back tomorrow, but I don't know. She's facing the box of shame. At 7:50.
It'd be weird if her flight mysteriously gets canceled.
What do you got going on today, Live the Web Girl? What's your day looking like?
I actually do not have my second job, which is super nice. I'll be able to kind of relax today. So I am going to nap, definitely. I'm going to probably have lunch at my boyfriend's house. I have a dance lesson later at Five Star Dance Studio, so I'll be doing a little cha-cha, a little ballroom. And then I have to work on preparing for my next phase with my cycle bar instructor auditions.
Ooh, what about you, Pork Chop? What do you got going on?
Well, I've technically been on a date since Friday, since he's still at my house, but I gotta go home, and you know, and I'm gonna bring him home because he lives in Terre Haute. It's like an hour away, and I've got to bring him home today.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah,
I'm just a little creeped out. Like, even if, I don't care if it's a girl or a guy. If you have somebody at your house this long, like, that's a long time to be at one person's place.
So I have had friends that will shack or stay the night with a guy and then the next day stay until like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
Get
and
out.
We're like, whoa.
Get out.
That's crazy. And poor Chop's over here with his date for like 5 straight days.
I don't want him to go back though.
Because you don't want to be alone.
No, I like him.
I love my wife, and I don't even want to see her half the time.
No,
she tells
me
to go out. She's like, don't you have friends?
No, I get that. When I first started dating my boyfriend, I wanted to be with him all of the time. I just think it's important in the beginning of a relationship to set some healthy boundaries.
Well, poor child will never do that.
Intern healthy Chloe, boundaries doesn't know her.
yeah, never heard of her. Intern Chloe, what do you got going on today?
I'm probably going to nap. I'm so tired, and then I'm going to go celebrate my sister's birthday, my little sister's birthday.
What are you all doing?
Mimosas.
No, we're having a movie night at home. I got her this really cool game, so we're going to probably play that as well, because she's always bugging us to do like family game nights.
Aww.
So that's probably what we're going to do.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Can Porkchop come so he doesn't have to hang out with this guy that he's holding hostage?
So he won't be alone, because alone with his thoughts, Porkchop does not do it.
Just do me a favor. Please release the prisoner. Like, let him go.
Okay.
Take him home today. All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, Mackenzie on vacation, and intern Chloe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.